We're all familiar with the story of the first Thanksgiving. Perhaps you were even privileged enough to see a school play version of the tale this year.
And while today is a day of feasting and family reunions for most people, comedian Jimmy Tingle has been thinking about the extreme hardship the pilgrims had to endure when they first arrived on these shores.
We all know it's a tough economy right now, folks, but even with high unemployment, at least we're not the pilgrims. Now that was a tough gig. Persecuted in England for their Puritan beliefs, they left England and went to Holland. Persecuted in Holland, they quickly became disillusioned. One night, feeling ostracized and rejected by the entire world, they had a meeting. We're persecuted in England. We're persecuted in Holland. Where in this world can we go to practice our religion freely? And one of them said, how about Cape Cod? Cape Cod? Could we get a place? Shouted one of the elders. It's the off-season, declared the real estate agent, trying to redeem himself for convincing the group that Holland would be a good move. And it's 1620. So 100 pilgrims got into a boat the size of an MBTA bus and set sail for the New World and eventually landed in Provincetown Bay on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in the winter of 1620. And even in 1620, you couldn't get a place for 100 people in Provincetown. Now, they were offered a place on Route 6, but they turned it down. Excuse me, we're the pilgrims, okay? We just came from Europe. We're not staying on Route 6, all right? We fled England. We fled Holland. We're not staying in Hyannis. You either get us a place in Provincetown proper, or we'll spend the entire winter on the boat. So the mighty pilgrims spent the entire first winter in the New World on the Mayflower in Provincetown Bay. Imagine what that must have been like. I mean, come on, the Cape is dead in the winter now. And I think we all underestimate the hardships these poor people endured. They were basically living outside, braving the elements, and driven only by a dream for a better world. They were the original Occupy Wall Street. And they had big buckles on their shoes, big buckles on their belts, big buckles on their hats. Let's face it, folks, the pilgrims were a buckled-up people. I mean, you know you are stressed out when you need a buckle on your hat to keep your head together. Now, initially, the pilgrims got along very well with the Native Americans. The Indians showed great empathy and compassion and love for the pilgrims. If it was not for Squanto and Massasoit, the pilgrims never would have made it through that first winter. Squanto and Massasoit said to their fellow tribesmen, look at these poor people. We have to help them. They're all buckled up. How are they going to catch a deer? You can hear them coming through the woods for miles. And Squanto said to Miles Standish, lighten up, bro. You're on Cape Cod. It's a new world. For the love of God, put on some sandals and unbuckle the hat.
Comedian Jimmy Tingle, his new film and live show, Jimmy Tingle's American Dream, live on stage and screen, is playing this Saturday at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Mass. Go to RadioBoston.org for more information.
Stay with us. Up next, Massachusetts singer-songwriter Chris Delmhurst remakes the music of legendary Boston rockers, The Cars. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.